This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And we say happy Friday morning, as we got a lot of stuff to get to here. This show may not be as... I have to say this, even to people I really like, when you're doing things that just aren't working. Inter-Miami got a win last night. When I went to the Panthers game last night, just had a great time. They are playing out of this world, added some more pieces to the team. Zito, general manager, has just been unbelievable. 3-0 win. The Blue Jackets had trouble getting shots last night. The defense was so good. And so we can go on and on about that. But I want to get this other thing, and Woody just took a shot. What was that you called that mess he had last night? What was that called? What'd you call it? Muscle fatigue?
Muscle overload.
Oh, muscle overload.
It's an advanced form of load management.
Okay, so listen, they went through this last year, and I get that the guy is just right around the corner from 40 years old, and... they've got a very unique situation, Inter-Miami, because of their popularity of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, soccer player of all time, who still is, he still might be the best player right now in that MLS. I don't know enough about the rest of it, but I know usually when he plays, he friggin' scores and he's great. People want to see him. Now, they have a good team. They've won the last couple of games, had a good win last night, and he didn't play. But at some point, they need to figure out something in advance when he can't play, or if you're not going to play him a little bit, as Woody's brought up more than once, the frustration. And again, I know there's two fan bases out there, and I don't know what the breakdown is of their popularity. I know soccer overall is very popular. Mostly some of the big teams overseas are super popular, including Real Madrid, and we can go through it. And Barcelona at one point was one of the most popular teams, and you can go over to the different leagues, and I get it. But we're talking about the MLS, and some of you are hardcore, just glad to have a professional team here. But there's still a lot of people only want to go to watch him. And you've got to come up with something. Especially, well, he's still tired. He played a lot of games. He's tired, so we're not going to play him. And the disappointment, and people are even calling it a scam. And I want to say this. I know people are starting to rip, and this is what happened, starting to rip the Moss brothers, who I like a lot. I like Jorge. Don't know him as well as Jose, but really like those guys. A lot closer to Jose. And that's about it. That's my connection, really, to the team. But... this is not good for business. Listen, you win. You got a good team. I get it. You got a good team. Even if he doesn't play, you're going to win a lot of games. I think they'll win a lot of games in MLS, even if Messi was not to play. But your popularity when he doesn't play, it just seems, as an outsider looking in and watching sports for a living, A lot of people really don't give a crap about that team unless he's playing. I can tell you who doesn't care. ESPN on national highlights. Messi plays, Messi scores, your highlights are at the top. They're right up there with anything else going on in sports, especially if he does something unbelievable because of his greatness and maybe being the greatest player or one of the two or three greatest players to ever play the game. He's done everything. Won a World Cup recently, been player of the world 9,000 friggin' times, and he scored a zillion goals, and everybody knows all this stuff, and I know he likes it here, but you got to come up with something instead of last second. He's tired, basically. He's tired. We're going to keep him out. Just not fair. Just not fair. I don't know what the answer is, but I just know, and Jorge and Jose, they're going to start blaming you guys. They're not going to be blaming the guys that run the team and coach the team and the trainer and the doctor and everybody else when he says, or they tell him, you're not playing tonight and we need you fresh. And I get it. I get he's not 25 years old anymore. Hell, if he was 25, he wouldn't be in this league anyway. So,
do you agree, though, that like he should at the very least go out there and just give you something? He doesn't have to play the whole match. He doesn't have to even try. He's just got to go out. He's just got to make the appearance. Like
I just got to tell you, wait, hold on a sec. I don't like when you say that, though. Like, just show up and stand there. You're trying to be like what? Like, he needs to show up if he's going
to
play a little bit.
I believe, and I have told you this for years now with this guy, I believe that him playing is more important than the product as a whole. And that may be wrong in your eyes and other people. I don't know, man. I don't know where people stand on it. But I know that if I go out there, if I paid for a ticket, because the ticket prices are not cheap anymore, right? It's not 10 or 20 bucks to go to an Inter-Miami game.
But you get free
anymore.
Tickets just like I do.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, if the tickets are not 10 or 20 bucks anymore. Actually, we don't get free tickets anymore. But anyway, if you're paying 100-something bucks to go watch Messi play and you find out an hour before the match that he didn't get on the bus or he didn't, you know, he's not in the lineup or whatever, that's rough, man.
No, you're
that's
pissed.
Rough.
I
you know
agree.
What? I think a lot of people that go to those games go simply to see him play.
Yes. Want to see him at least once. Want to see you by that home schedule. You are hoping to get to see him, if not every game, and you understand ahead. Listen, if
he's bigger than that league, Joe, is what I'm trying to say, right? Like, he's the reason the Apple subscriptions are up.
Correct.
He's the reason people go to the games here. He's the reason they sold out season tickets.
It's a very unique situation having this great player. It's unlike any other team that we have professionally. But this is just a bad look when, and if you're injured and you know he's out and you know, hey, he pulled a muscle, he's going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks, that's a different situation. All right, the older guy, man, they're going to break down, and that's part of it. But when you're coming out with this whatever this bullshit is about the other stuff with
that took 9 minutes.
Whatever. Anyway,
it's frustrating.
It's bad, by the way, I've
been on one of those. I've been in one of those. They promoted on social media. They had the video with Messi in it. You know, I take my, he was seven at the time, take a seven-year-old out there who thinks Messi is like the greatest thing in the world. And you go out there and you find out, he wasn't on the bus.
He is the greatest thing that they have. The reason the value of this franchise is close to $1 billion right now. Soon they're going to have this new place, and Messi's going to be a big reason that they have this new place in Miami at some point all set up. But
by the way, they're making progress on that thing. I drive by it every once in a while. They're building.
All right. Well,
they're moving.
They need to come up with this new thing because this is like they're going to get ripped. They're going to start getting ripped, and people like, yeah, we bought friggin' tickets. I've now had this happen 4 or 5 times. Somebody had the birthday party and bought 5 or 6 tickets to take the kids out for a Messi experience, and he didn't play. And you don't find out till right before the game that, oh, by the way, he's not playing tonight, but thanks for coming. And by the way, you're going to like our team. Forget about Messi for a second. Look at that. They still won 2-0. I mean, we're still good.
So what's the answer? Because you rip me every time I say that he just needs to go out there and just show up. Like,
I'm not big. I hate when you say just show up. Like, go stand in a corner and jog.
That's
a
actually
bit.
What someone said. They go, you want him to be like Jimmy Butler and stand in the corner. And it's like, you're kind of exaggerating.
Well,
what
you
I'm
need
saying,
to stop saying that. Then.
Well, you're exaggerating what I'm saying.
That's
I
what you keep saying. Just show up. Like, he needs to be messy and play. And if it means 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and just
Joe, first of all, he's 50 times better than anyone else that plays in that league, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He's by far and away he's Michael Jordan to whatever these minor league level players. So,
Woody,
he needs to at least at the very least start and try to play a little bit just to show people.
All right.
It's there. Like
I get the frustration. They need to come up with something, because you know what they're going to end up doing. They're going to end up when he's gone. There's going to be a lot of people go, well, that's done. There's nothing else we're going to get that's like him. And what just happened and what they did, they just want to get us there. They know ahead of time, and they don't tell us because they want to pack that place. And we're going to watch Messi, and the only thing he's doing is standing over there smiling with his buddies over that aren't playing on the bench.
Now, if the tickets were $10 or $20, if they didn't raise the prices, that'd be one thing. But look at what happened in Houston. Houston, they had to come out and apologize and offer people free tickets to another game. They got screwed so bad.
They have had that happen. Yeah.
Right? Because you're going to charge. Look, they charge different prices when the guy plays.
I'm guessing
it's a big deal.
The league would like to see something better. And again, if you're injured, you're injured. This goes back to Jimmy. This goes back there. But if you're injured and you can't play. Matter of fact, this has been a hot topic in general. Now they think take it even bigger with Tyreek. If you're injured and you can't play, you can't play. I mean, that's part of sports. You pull a muscle. And as you get older, you got more injuries. I understand that. But this thing about, and you're right, they're making a lot of money and the value's going up. I understand. They need to say something, though, besides that. What was that again? They called it the what?
Muscle overload.
Muscle overload.
All right, so here's a couple quick texts here. This guy's funny. He said, I don't think Joe Rose should take any days off. His show's in the same without him. That's how you sound right now, comparing you to Messi. So apparently you're the greatest of all time for...
I just like
radio,
working.
But
I'm different. I got a big mouth, and it doesn't run out of gas.
Yeah,
yet.
But, I mean, if you can't tell the difference between Messi playing in these games that are, what, a few days a week, whatever.
All right. Hey, listen.
Another person says he agrees I could care less for soccer. I only watch it for Messi here in Miami.
I do, too. Listen, man, we do updates. And I just said this as the best example I can get. I'm sitting home on a Saturday night. It's the end of the night. We come home. Of course, I got to get, before I try to chase the wife a little bit, I got to get a little update there, flip the TV on real quickly, and to see what at the top of the hour want to see. Messi's always. You go to the website, ESPN.com, or whatever your favorite. If Messi has a goal or two, it jumps right up there with any other sport, man. Messi, Messi, Messi. Messi wins, Messi last second goal, Messi. We have a highlight to show you of Messi. And so they built this thing. They knew what they were doing. The league wanted this. But at the same time, man, healthy scratch is a bad look. I don't know what the breakdown is of people like me compared to the people that couldn't wait. They just wanted a team down here. We just want an MLS team. What is that, 5 or 6,000? 7,000?
Yeah, but
9,000?
So I think they have their fan club that, you know, sits behind the goal that they would probably go regardless of who's playing. Now, again, that doesn't change the fact that the ticket prices have gone up significantly. But well, you go to those games, there's a lot of Messi jerseys in the crowd.
All right, listen, man, we had that kind of snuck out there. I'll tell you what, from talking about that to going to the Panthers game last night with my family, first time I've done, actually my wife wanted to go. Not taking a shot at her, but I know she's not up this morning. But she had a great time, and they play their system, and there was no threat at all that the Blue Jackets, Columbus, is going to win that game last night. None. Big Bob gets a shutout, and you're going, wow, that was, and you know, shutouts are hard to get no matter what, no matter how good. But the defense in front of him, they got 16 shots, I think, last night. They got 16 shots on the night. And it's just play the system. Those guys had trouble getting shots. They just constantly were at their end, at the other end. And it was it's just tremendous to watch. And so Big Bob gets his fourth save, and the Stars were out last night playing well, and Barkov and Reinhardt and the whole gang. But fun to watch as they get their fifth straight win, 81 points on the season. Also picked up Nico Sturm, went out, another San Jose Shark is going to join them, along with a backup goalie now, and they may not be done. Talking to guys last night, they said Bill Zito may try to make another deal before 3 o'clock today. So we'll obviously keep you up on that here at WQAM. We got a lot more stuff to get to because you know what's coming up here. In the next couple of days, Leaky Weekies are going to start happening. You know what that is? Where all this information on free agency starts to kick out. We got a lot more on that coming up in just a moment. But first, time to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. I want to tell you, love my Tahoe. People, now they give me a hard time. Apparently, I talk about my Tahoes too much. I do have that 2025 Tahoe. It's just so roomy and just so much fun to drive. But let's get into some of the other events and other events and great locations. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, so you can go check out the SUV family, the truck family, the all-new Equinox. Boy, it's just got everything you could ever want. Eye-catching exterior. You got the SUV low to a smart style. And just a fantastic look. The 2025 Traverse, too, it's a midsize, but I tell everybody, I don't know too many SUVs have more room and have the look that a 2025 Traverse gives you. All comfortable, all seating is fantastic. Plenty of, for everybody's cargo, plenty of space there. And that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine just is fantastic. Right over to Silverado Trucks. Four different capable engines for you, strong options for you to choose from. Hey, it really comes down to what do you need for work? How strong a truck and durable truck do you need? Because when you get a Silverado truck, it's like they've almost custom-made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. If that truck's how you make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week, yeah, Saturday and Sunday as well, and you need somebody who can work as dedicated, as hard as you are, Silverado's got the perfect truck for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today and this weekend for outstanding offers going on.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.